Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's no secret what the sermon title is. You saw it on the church sign driving in, or did you? But if you didn't catch it there, you'll catch it upon the screen. Our title is, When You Get Bent Out of Shape. Based on Luke 13, starting with these verses. And Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And there was a woman who for 18 years had been stricken with a sickness caused by a spirit. And she was bent over double, and she could not straighten up at all. I encourage you to follow the sermon outline provided for you on your handout as we consider our theme, When You Get Bent Out of Shape. Bent out of shape. What a curious English expression. Now, at least three times during this week, I had people from two different countries who are a part of our congregation who, when they read the church sign, said, What does that mean? Bent out of shape. But it's a strange English expression. It has to do with being upset or disturbed about something that has not gone or is not going the way you want it to go. So you get upset and we call it getting bent out of shape. A funny story is told about a couple named Frank and Mabel. And they'd been married for 40 years. Mabel had just had her 60th birthday, 60. And Frank's 60th birthday was coming up. And on his 60th birthday, the supposed fairy godmother appeared. Poof! And said, Frank, today's your lucky day. I'll grant you any wish you'd like. And Frank thought for a moment and said, What I'd really like is a wife 30 years younger than me. And the fairy godmother said, No problem. And she waved her magic wand and poof, suddenly Frank was 90. Oh, some of you were just getting it, adding it up. 30, 60. Okay, now we got it. I imagine old Frank was bent out of shape by the way that turned out. In our text today from Luke chapter 13, we are going to meet two people who were bent out of shape. One was a woman physically bent out of shape with an illness. The other was a man spiritually bent out of shape by legalism and bitterness. Jesus was able to help one of them, but the other person remained bent out of shape. Let's meet them. Listen to our text. And Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and there was a woman who for 18 years had been stricken by a sickness caused by a spirit, and she was bent over double, and she could not straighten up. And when Jesus saw her, He called her over and said to her, Woman, you are freed from your sickness. And He laid His hands upon her. And immediately she was made erect again. And she began glorifying God. Jewish Sabbath was Friday sunset till Saturday sunset. Sundown, I should say. Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. And this event probably happened at the Friday night synagogue service. Jesus spotted a woman so bent out of shape, she couldn't straighten up. This was more than just a case of osteoporosis. She had been this way for 18 years. Take a good look at her, won't you? So bent over, she couldn't look up and see the sky. so bent over that for the last 18 years of her life, all she could see was the dirt in her feet and other people's feet. Now remember, this is Luke's gospel. And do you remember what Luke was before he became a follower of Jesus? He was a doctor. And he tells us that this sickness was, quote, caused by a spirit. It was a physical condition, says Luke. But it's more than just a physical condition. Dr. Luke knew that. Somehow, he tells us, the devil was using this condition to keep this woman in more than just physical bondage. Now, in other New Testament accounts, Jesus heals people troubled by demonic influences. He heals people, he casts out demons, but he never touches the person. He simply commands the spirit to depart. But in this account from Luke 13, Jesus touches the dear woman. A second difference in this account and the others is this: the calmness and the quietness of the event. In this case, the woman simply stands up straight. It seems that a lying spirit had convinced this woman she could not be well and she could never stand up straight. Even today, doctors testify to the amazing connection between the mind and the body. When folks have been told, or when they tell themselves, they are ill without any apparent medical reason. But Luke says there was something of a demonic nature involved with this woman's condition. Now, please note, he is not telling us that all problems are demonic. But he is telling us that problems and illnesses in lives can be used by the devil to enslave us. We can imagine that for years people told this woman, "Stand up!" And she would say, "I can't." "Look up!" "I can't." "Why not?" "I just can't." My friends, some of us here today, and if you have wandered off for a moment, now is a time to get back here. Some of us here today may have a case of the "I can'ts" in our lives. "Stop abusing alcohol." "I can't." "Stop worrying." "I can't." "Let go of the past." "I can't." "Forgive that person who hurt you so." "I can't." Have you seen elephants in circuses tied to a small wooden stake in the ground? Now, a grown elephant could easily rip that stake from the ground. But when the handlers are training baby elephants, they use chains and a strong metal anchor in the ground that they can't pull out. The baby eventually learns to give up. He tells himself, "I can't get free. I just can't." That's why the grown elephant doesn't pull away. It's not that little stake in the ground that keeps him in place. It's the thoughts in his mind. And this leads us to a truth of Holy Scripture that many Christians overlook, that many of us even forget. And here it is. There is more to the good news of Jesus Christ than his death to give us forgiveness of sins and his resurrection to give us the gift of heaven. Now, he did die to pay for our sins. He did rise from the grave to give us everlasting life. But that's not all that He does. The gospel is even more than that. The good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, gives us hope and strength and peace and freedom. Freedom from what binds us. Freedom from what bends us out of shape right now in our daily lives. Even as Jesus delivered this poor, crippled woman, He wants to deliver you. Are you hearing me? Even as Jesus delivered this poor, crippled woman, He wants to deliver you from your I can'ts today. Now, in addition to you laying before your Lord in prayer your I can'ts, I welcome you to come to me as your pastor. We can search God's Word together. We can come to Him together in prayer and receive from Him His strength, His freedom, His peace. Life's I can'ts no longer have to enslave you. My friends, your I can'ts may be strong, but Jesus is stronger. He who died for you and rose for you is stronger than sin, stronger than death, stronger than the devil. Your I can'ts may be strong, but Jesus is stronger. Meanwhile, let's go back to Jesus and the woman in the synagogue. First, Jesus looks at her, the text says, and then He calls her, and then He touches her. Now, I wonder if Jesus bent down and looked her in the eye. I wonder if Jesus bent down and looked her in the eye. I picture Him looking into her tired but hopeful eyes. He smiles as He lays His hand upon her bent shoulder and says, Ma'am, you're set free from your bondage. Once a month, Beverly and I go to our local nursing homes and do a Sunday service. And at one of them is this dear soul. This dear soul that reminds me of this woman in this story. Literally, she walks like this all the time. In this account, I imagine Jesus touching this woman on her shoulder in the text and says, Ma'am, you've been set free from your bondage. And our Lord touches this woman with a touch in a way that He can only touch you and me and this woman and all sinners. And verse 13 says a glorious thing. It says, and immediately she stood up erect and she began glorifying God. When Jesus touches you, you will stand up erect and you will praise God. My friends, maybe today you've come and you feel the weight of this world has bent you over. Maybe it's frustration or heartache or even a physical difficulty. Maybe you have been abused and rejected in the past and it's bent you over to such a degree you can't look up anymore. Maybe you've been bent over or trapped by carrying around inside your heart a deep, dark secret only you and God know. And people around you say, shake it off, straighten up. But you can't. Well, maybe you can't. But Jesus can. He says to you today in Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me, you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But you know, this woman wasn't the only crippled person in the synagogue that day at the service. We also find a man there who is bent out of shape by religious rules and legalism and the bitterness it brings. This poor woman and her friends were rejoicing and praising God because of Jesus' healing. But the leader of the synagogue, the congregational president, wasn't upset, wasn't happy. He was upset. He couldn't stand it. He became indignant. He was bent out of shape. While everybody else was rejoicing and praising God, the leader of the synagogue said, "Things are not going to get out of hand in my synagogue, by golly." And he even uses a Bible passage to justify himself. He quotes Exodus 29, which says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." No working on the Sabbath day, Jesus. That means no healing, nor rejoicing and praising God, woman. This is serious business. This is holy stuff. Oh, he missed. He missed the wonder and the healing and the mercy of Jesus. All due to legalism and the bitterness that it caused him in his life. Now, evidently, in the synagogue that night at the service, there were others who agreed with the synagogue leader, because Jesus, in the next verses, addresses his words to a group of people. In Luke 13, 14 to 16, Jesus says these words, and let me paraphrase them for you. Jesus says, "You frauds, every Sabbath day one of you unties your cow or your donkey to lead it from its stall out to water and give it drink, and you think nothing about it. So why isn't it right for me to untie this poor daughter of Abraham who has been bound and tied for 18 years? You see, legalism, being bound to rules and laws in an unhealthy way, has never left us. Sadly to say, the spiritual descendants of this synagogue leader are with us in our lives today. Perhaps you know someone like this in your family. Perhaps you know someone like this in our congregation. But look into your own heart and ask, how have I at times been like this? A person bent out of shape by legalism relies more on a strict list of do's and don'ts and rules and regulations than they do relying upon a liberating, free, and joyous relationship with their Savior, Jesus Christ. The legalist is so convinced of their rightness, so convinced that their opinion on a matter is the only correct one, so holding tightly to a real or an imagined offense from the past, they can miss the joy and the freedom that Jesus brings. To bring this closer to home, I just read in a book recently that every church, every congregation has a cold water committee. What's a cold water committee? Well, whenever the fire of God begins to burn in the hearts and souls of some people, and they get excited about something, this cold water committee rises up and pours cold water all over the fires. When there's a new or creative idea for the congregation, the cold water committee rises up and pours cold water on this as well. Now, this, in any congregation, is never an elected committee. The members are self-appointed. And the favorite phrases of this cold water committee include these phrases: "We don't do things like that around here." And, "We've never done it that way before." And, "We want things the way they used to be in the good old days." Like the synagogue leader, they are more into rules than the freedom and liberty that Jesus brings. Now, let's be very clear. God's laws are important. He wants us to obey His commandments, but they are not given to us to break us or to bend us out of shape. God's commandments are given us to obey as a way to thank God for His forgiveness and His freedom and His deliverance. Do you remember the original Ten Commandments? They were given to the people of Israel after God had delivered them and rescued them from slavery in Egypt. Go home today and read Exodus 20. The commandments were never given as a way for God's people to earn His love or forgiveness. They were given as a way for people to celebrate their freedom. They did not have to be bent out of shape by God's laws. And even more important, they didn't have to bend others out of shape by abusing them either. There's a Christian writer whom I really appreciate. He's a pastor in Texas. And he writes, his name is Max Lucado. Listen to what he writes. Legalism has no pity on people. Legalism makes my opinion your burden, makes my opinion your boundary, makes my opinion your obligation. Nothing will keep a Christian more immature than trying to keep a long list of rules. Jesus said in John 8:32 these words, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Here is another result of the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Freedom and liberty from anything that binds us. Freedom and liberty from that wooden stake that doesn't have to hold the elephant in place, that doesn't have to hold you any longer. Now, how did Luke's account of the woman in the synagogue end in Luke chapter 13? Listen to this verse, verse 17. When Jesus said this, all His opponents were humiliated. But the people were delighted with the wonderful things Jesus was doing. My friends, whatever is broken in your life, Jesus can fix it. If you're bent out of shape by suffering, as was this woman, He sees you and He calls you by name. And when He touches you, you'll never be the same. If you are bent out of shape by legalism, as was the synagogue ruler, Jesus came to set you free. Free from the chains of the law. Free from your own self-imposed chains. My friends, likely too much of your life and mine is spent bent out of shape or broken, like in that old children's poem, Humpty Dumpty. You probably remember how it goes. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. Well, Jesus Christ, our risen and victorious Lord, is He who heals broken and bent people. When all our human attempts cannot put us together again. So we end this sermon with a variation on that old nursery rhyme. Listen to this version. Jesus Christ came to your wall, and on the cross He died for your fall. Regardless of death, and in spite of your sin, through grace, He can put you together again. There is no longer any reason to be bent out of shape. In the name of Jesus. Amen.